That's it. Not five, not... I'm out. Okay. Thank you. Rav Yosef Yaffe, thank you. Torah Anytime, thank you. Kavash Kavach Practice. Thank you, Kala Lashit. Ataza, look at this. There we go. Oh, Gavaldi. Evan Williams, this is Hashiv. Edward, see that? We're okay around here. Yeah, the Olam is a little bit... 8 ounce. What? I'm thanking everybody. And I want to thank Rabbi Burstein for understanding my needs. At least somebody understands me. Rabbi Burstein understands me. You guys understand me too. Love me some. These guys are great guys. It takes 40 years to chop the Rebbe. Ivan Williams is going to do the job. I don't want to say I'm proud to have such talmidim. I want to thank Hashem for giving us the pride of the Syrian community. The two Kasson brothers, David, what's your name? And Joseph. Two sweeties. Batesh. Come on. Syrian, the different branches of the Syrian, the Dill branch and the borough. Look, we have the best. And then we have Mountaindale coming here. We have the Medechasana. There we go. Pleasure to have you. Jackson's with us as usual. We have the best people. How are you? Sweeter than ever. Pleasure to see everybody. I love it. You know what this is? You know what that is? That is Rabbi Golombek himself. What? Shirayim. Oh, they want me to make a big cup so I can have Shirayim. You heard that? I hope Torah Anytime. You heard what I just said now? I want you to hear that. The Olam is asking for a bigger cup so they can have Shirayim. Did you hear that? Now look, I understand, I know exactly what you're thinking, all those guys watching me from the distance. You're howling, why can't I be Zeicha to have Shirayim for the Rebbe? I'm stuck behind, inside that machine somewhere. So I say, don't worry, the fact that you want to have my Shirayim is enough. But Habishka sees your rutzen to get the Rebbe's Shirayim. Follow the Kazi Kilo Asai. As I'll say, okay. Now let's get moving on this. The Olam wants to drink. You know how many bottles out of Torah you guys are? I'm proud of my friends. They drink. These guys drink. This is a serious, we gotta be serious about something in life. We're serious drinkers. The Yapchik, serious food. Serious food. Very serious about that stuff. My wife is sure is a serious Hungarian cook. She's not happy until the buttons are popping. Then she feels, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now, we hit the mark. Amen. Amen. Come. Drink, Rabbi Steig. Drink. Happy Jews. We'll bring the gula. Oh, you got? Come. Take some more. Do you know, nobody's perfect in this world. Nobody is perfect. And believe it or not, as great as I am, let me get some more. As great as I am, I'm not Britain, I have weaknesses. One of my biggest weaknesses is I love Sfaradim. I love them, especially Syrians. I'm nuts, so I really am. I'm like, this is not kidding. I would say it even if it wasn't true, but it happens to be true. I love them. Aren't they sweet? Ugh. Yeah, I want to tell you something. The Mashgiach of Nassim once said, I was at my Rebbe, Rebbe Leo Aryeh. He's a Persian. And at his Sheva Brachas, they were saying very nice things about him. And I asked the Mashgiach when we left, what is it about these Sfaradim? They have a certain purity, a certain genuineness, something about them. You know what he said? They never went through the Haskalah. you guys didn't go through Moshe Mendelssohn and those, the guys Nebuch that messed up Klal Yisrael with the, you didn't have that stuff. So they have a certain purity. Isn't that something? So it's an honor and a pleasure to have all this variety. You too. You're so Sparty. Great to have you. There's no one like that. By the way, I even like Ashkenazim. Amen. Bekarov, Shakov Baralik Vodo, we'll have that some chassidim soon. The worst, the hardest cases, they're all getting married. Hashem can do anything. L'chaim, l'chaim. Somebody from my, one of my chassidim was asked. He's about, I don't know, 10, 11. I don't know what he is. A little kid. How old is he? Right? It's good. He was asked, what do you daven? And he said, I daven by Rabbi Mendel's Shar B'Tochen. So the guy asked him, how many people are there? So the kid said, that's not an Avardiga thing. You're asking how many people. You're looking for covered already. We're not into that stuff. How many people? How many people? Do you know how it drives people nuts to be, we got more, we got less. You know how many Rabbanim I know personally? They sit there watching. How come he didn't come? How come he didn't come? The head's spinning all over the place. It's all painful when you're looking for COVID. It's nothing but COVID. How many people? My chassidus has more than yours. COVID, my friend. It's bad news. COVID. Anyway, it's so painful when you go that way. I gotta tell you Mar de Gavot. I gotta tell you Mar de Gavot. The Mama Rasara was upset with Hagar. Hagar said, I'm pregnant. You're married 90 years and you're not pregnant. You're 90 already. Boom. I know the score. I'm the good guy around here. No. Sarah is not the tzaddikus that we think she is. Look at that. She's still no kids. She didn't make it. She's not one of the good guys. Me? I just got married. Boom, Hashem likes me and not you. That's a pasuk. Vateka gvir tabeina. And Sarah went wild. Vatane, she taught that the simple pshat in Inui is torture. She tortured her. For that, who are you getting it from me? And she went to Avram, and she was tumbling through it. Now, there's no question. Forget about being the Mama Sarah. She was a Nevi'ah. And she was bigger Nevi'ah than Avram. You can't be a Nevi'ah if you have anything to do with jealousy, that stuff. You can't. You're so far from that garbage. So why was she so upset? Because Hagar was saying, the good guy is the guy who's making it. And the guy who's not making it is no good. The guy that has the yeshiva that's struggling and the guys aren't coming to him is, Hashem don't like him. The guy that's got everybody coming after him, the popular guy with the smile that everyone's running after, the other guy who's struggling with that weak smile and it's barely moving, he's puzzled. He didn't make it. The guy that's making big money, he's good. The guy that's, you know what I mean? Shem don't like you. You blew it. The guy that's finished Shas and he's screaming loud in the Beis Medrash. Hey, nothing wrong with that, by the way. But the guy that's struggling and he's sitting in the basement and watches the way the other guy screaming louder than him and he's not me. You're no good. That's what Hagar was saying. That's why Sarah said, that's no good. That's a chorban. You don't even believe in Lufum Tzaira Agra. The greatness of Avram was waiting 100 years till he got what he wanted. That's his greatness. That's his mark of distinction in the next world. He waited all these years and he had the Yisurim that you go through. All the Tzaras that you go through. That's your best friends. When people say, he didn't make it. Oh, you said that about me? Now I know I made it for sure. That's exactly what I want to hear. When you guys think I'm so-so, now I know I'm Gevaldik. The whole Yiddishkeit is built on that. Avraham Avinu didn't make it. How did he? You know, the Eibishter teases him. It looks like it. He says, Avraham, I'm going to make you big and everything. So he goes, he moves. You're not finished with it. Everything Hashem tells him to do, he does, and boom, it doesn't work. There's something wrong with Avram. He's off the... Something's not right. And then there's a whole maysa with Sarah, with the Egyptians. They take Sarah, the Mitzrayim. Terrible story. Kidnap. And then right after he does the Akedah, which is the greatest sign of his life, right after the Akedah, what happens? Sarah's nifta. Your greatness, right afterward, boom! Avram... whatever move you make doesn't work. How do you like that one? This is our biggest hero in the universe. It is Avraham Avinu. There's nothing like him. And look at his life. No? The winner, the not the winner. The Navratigas laugh at this. One of my friends once had kinna about a certain manal. He's got a hard position and the role after him. They laughed at him. They laughed at him. What are you talking, Shagas? What do you want? His covet you want. That's all it is. You could be 10 times bigger than him. Okay. Anyway. Now, I'm getting phone calls. I'm in a state of shock. I'm not going to put down nobody. People are human. I get phone calls. A father of 13 children, a mother, 13 children. He's sitting and learning 25 years. And they're talking. I says, well, let me stand up for you guys. People don't hop who they are. People don't hop. Why aren't you dancing your head off? A thing like that. How do you live with yourself without going sugar from simcha? You got to be so thankful. It's ridiculous. And if you're one of those that would like to do it and can do it, you're much bigger than those guys. The guy who struggles, I checked this out. Rabbi Burnham just told me. I kept asking, is it really true? The guy who struggles is bigger than the guy who made it? No question. And I heard the same thing. Rabbi Baruch Matzah Zrachi said it. And Rabbi Zeh Schwartz and Fink, they all say it. The guy who struggles, here's a guy, he's always getting angry. And he messes up. And he struggles. He makes phone calls. How do I get rid of my kas? And he's not making it as much as he tries. And the whole family's angry at him. And he's never didn't make it. Then you have another guy who's smooth in his house. You're not going to see no cars. Nah, if it's like that, stay like that. It's fine. But who's bigger? By far, the guy who's struggling. You can't compare. He's a winner. The guy who's struggling from Tzaira Agra. Tony Pam Batam and Mayor Belita. You want to make the announcement? Having what?
Oh, yeah, there's a month. From this Motzei Shabbos, Yud Zayin Kislev is the Altar for Navadik's Yard Site. Every year we get together. This year we have a very big Mother Malka with a Siyim on Shusha the Mishnah and the Chelik Nicholas Emerson Madregas Adam and a lot of the Ulam of Messiah together.
Beautiful.
Everyone's going to.
Pleasure.
There to be Mishnatet from Koilo, from the Vadim, both Vadim, and the Shul.
Yes,
on the door is Mishnayis, so people could take Mishnayis to help your Messiah a little bit. It would be very helpful. Where's the big details are going to follow. I'm going to make sure you know. You have to be there.
I was at a bris recently. I was at a bris, and I was watching the father, Avia Ben, and he says, he's about to give the name. The male's waiting. Yikar Shema B'Yisrael, what's the name? And he says, oh no. I forgot the name. What's the name? They gave me the name, you know, his father, whoever, they gave my name. I forgot the name. He's Tuscon. See, the Rav is standing right there. And he says, Rav, what should I do? I forgot the name. Avram. So he says, you come to Avram. So later on, everyone's excited and he's all worried. I hope he did the right thing. And then the ladies come, his wife comes to him and says, you hit it. Really? We just hit it on the... Unbelievable. I just threw up my yesterday and he knew on the spot. How could that be? So he goes over to the Rav and he says, how did you know? So the Rav said, if the father's a terach, the kids are a bro. I heard this last night. It was worth going to Staten Island for this one. They called me to go to Staten Island to speak with some guys. So before I left, the guy was telling me jokes. So this one, it was worth the trip to Staten Island for that joke. It's great. Come inside. Come inside. The father's terach. The closet. It's a good one, though. All right, Givaldi. Listen, in the Vardig, they would have said, it's a prat. It's a prat. He's just making a prat. It's all baloney. He knows the name. You know, he used to do that. The Mashkiach of Lakewood, Rav Nosson, used to do these things. He used to always just, did I make a bracha? He always looked like he was getting confused. And can you help me out? You know, him was a prat. You remember? He was great, the Mashkiach of Lakewood. Chaim Lachaim. Now, Avraham Avinu, I'm going to tell you, murder the Gabbah. It says, B'cha chaisne. Avraham said, what's going to be with me, with everything? B'cha chaisne. Do you know his name is not mentioned at the beginning of Pasha Vayera? Vayera, Elov Hashem, who is he? In the middle, suddenly, Avraham, that's what we're talking about. Why is his name not mentioned? And Pasha Chayasara, Eliezer of Avraham, his name is not mentioned once. You know why? Because Avraham was a selfless person. He was off of Eifa. He didn't exist. He did things like, I'm not even here. He called himself. When he said off of Eifa, he meant it. You know, a friend of mine told me, I'm nobody. Please don't praise me. I know the truth. I'm a zero. And the next minute, I heard him screaming. Somebody stepped on his toe. And he blew a stack. I said, one second, I thought you're nobody. What are you getting so excited? So, okay. People are human. They say, to say you're nobody is not so easy. To say you're nobody, you're never going to get angry. It's fine. But, so, Avraham Avinu and the Shunamis, the story in Tanakh of this week's Avtoira is about a Shunamis. Who is she? Nobody knows her name. All we know is where she comes from. Shunamis. And she's 100 years old. And she's described as an Isha G'dayla. And Elisha comes to her. And she keeps saying, B'soich Ami Anoch Yeshavis. I'm just one of them. That's why her name isn't mentioned. And what did it tie in? When the name isn't mentioned, it shows a selflessness. All right, that's what I want to say. Show you. Now, the Eibishter tells Avraham, B'cha Chaisbin. They're going to say, Magain Avraham, not Yitzchak and Yaakov. You're the big one. Not your son and your grandson. Listen to this. It's worth coming here to hear this vote. It's an atomic bomb. Get ready. This is Kedai. The Eibishter was a mezakeh with this yesterday. It's Kedush Kedoshim the book. Avraham Avinu, first of all, why does Hashem tell Agavu Shemecha, I'm going to make you great? I thought you're Mr. Nobody. You have to become great, so you got to understand there's a balance. You have to hold your nobody at the same time. You have to, at the same time, you have to have ambition to become great. Okay. But when he tells them, you're going to be better than your kids, aren't the kids more important? You wouldn't want, they should say, Magen Yaakov, Magen Yitzchak, these are my kids. I'm a selfless Avram, who doesn't have his name even there, off of Eifa. And Hashem says, don't worry, you're the man. Come inside, enjoy. You hear the kasha? Atomic bomb? You hear this bomb? You ready for the answer? Come, kuftarayin. Machter chemish. Got some more. Wait a minute. You guys hear what's going on? There's no space. Rick the tish, that's right. Push it in, Rabbi. Push it, rick the tish. The Rebbe got to lose weight. But so many see them. Oh, smach there. We got a new bottle today. Look at this. It's an ace rotzain. Rabbi Burstein bought us Ivan, how do you pronounce this? Ivan Williams, rare sour mash, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, small batch sour mash. Sounds good to me. What is this all about? It's a design git. Anyway, no. I often said that. And COVID was at its height. I lost all my friends. Nobody came. I used to talk to the wall. Nobody came. COVID. And my only friends that stood faithfully at my side were Johnny and Jack. Johnny Walker and Jack. And they never left me for a moment. They're my loyal friends. It's a joke. You know that there was during the war, World War II, there were partisans. And there was a Jew. The partisans used to fight the Germans. They made such trouble for them. The Russians had partisans. They were independent guys. They didn't have an organized army. They used to hide in the forest. And they used to, at nighttime when nobody's around, they went to the train tracks where the Germans had to have their, you know, the trains were going to bring supplies to the battlefront. They were fighting a war. They need, you know, you got to get supplies and medical stuff and ammunition, everything. And they used to, in the middle of the night when nobody was there, they took dynamite sticks, they stuck it in there. They ran back laughing in the forest. And then suddenly in the middle of the night, they had boom. And there was a train just got derailed and smashed up until they repair it. And they're laughing. The partisans did a good job. If you do it. Now, Vahia Yaim, one of these top-notch Russians, from the big generals, he came into the forest, he landed himself in there, and wanted to see how the partisans were doing, like we're working together here. And he wanted to make sure that they weren't getting, they were using the full potential. And he found out the guys are drinking, as usual, Russian guys, vodkas all over the place. So he didn't like it. The guys are butt guys busy drinking. You can do so much work and wipe out those Germans and you're busy with your vodka in the forest. So he went ahead and he took barrels of vodka and he spilled it all over the forest. And the Russian soldiers, they say they fell on the floor licking whatever they could, some vodka. They cried like babies. Vodka was namish. I've heard Russians tell me, it's pure. Vodka is pure, pure garbage. That's what it is. It's pure. Vodka is pure. They love it. Some people say, you drink vodka on Shabbos, you eat the chaman. You know, it's the chaman on Shabbos. It's on the cholent, drink some vodka. You know, they worship their vodka. Anyway. You know why I'm telling you? Why is it? Vodka, it's a V, right? It's so interesting that all that whole country is loaded with V at the end. Rostov, Romanov, Chartkov, Stanislav, Khrushchev, everything has a vav at the end. You know why? Rav Nosson Zatzal told me that's Edoin. Edoin today is Russia. I says, what about Italy? They're not important these days. That's where it is. That's Esav. So his name was Esav with a vav at the end. So that's Esav's Enochos. Everything's vav. It's probably never savant. And then and the best, the main dish is vodka. Anyway, Malchus Arusha. Rabbi Tusky said, why do they call themselves Russia? Because I'll say Malchus Arusha. You know that Chavetz Chaim said that the Russians are the Malchus Arusha. As soon as they spread out, Mashiach is coming. Whatever Chazal say, Malchus Arusha. They call themselves Russia. You know, whatever. A name is not some joke. And when they say COVID, and everybody's complaining about COVID, you know what the problem is? Everyone's running after COVID. Work on that. Watch. The whole COVID epidemic is gone. Because COVID, if Moshe Feinstein said, I'll cover, it kills people. People have such sorrows because of the COVID. Does he like me? But did I make a good impression? He kills you. Your head's swimming day and night. I'll tell you, Misa. You've heard of this. It's fine. I'll tell you it again. I was talking before about having a big oilam. You know how much Rabbanim go through. They open to me. You know how much guys, my brother-in-law, he's so much better than me. Businessmen. So-and-so's making more money than I am. It kills people. He has more nachas from his kids. The ladies? I keep telling over the story. Ladies have stress to be in America. Come inside. Kiptarai, Pinchas. No. Tabo. Machake bishvilcha. No, tabo, tabo. Jack Po. Tabo, prima. Let's go. Lishtot, lishtot. Black labels. They're tov ma'od. They're bari ma'od. It'll kill you. He'll kill every... He'll wipe you out, but good. It's healthy. He'll wipe out all the Jews, wipe you out. You want to hear a story? There's a story I heard this from a Shegetz. I was in this tank of Dach. I was in some place that had to be a medical Dach. And there was a chinky guy was there. Nice fellow. He was taking care of me, whatever. And he was, we talked. He told me about his friend, who, his liver, it's hard to believe, but this guy didn't sound like he was some bluffing. His friend's liver, because of, that kills your liver, you know that. The guy who used to work in YTT, his name was Soto. He had two names, Belshazzar, Soto. I say, Bishlok Kagodim. You know what Vashi said about her father? Achashverosh, you know how to drink to save your life. My father could drink against 1,000 people. You know, it's all. You don't know how to drink. That's why her name was Vashti. And drink. In other words, continuous drinking. That's my pshat. When she got that name. Vashti keeps you by heart. Drinking. Drinking is everything. You blow your brain. So anyway, so you can't drink. Where am I up to? Belshazzar Soto. You know what happened to Soto? What? Who? Yeah, we're getting there. I'm glad. Hold on. You know, I want to tell you, such a pleasure to be Navardic. I said this before. I heard somebody, everyone was talking to me, had a big speaker, and in the middle he forgot where he was up to. And he snuck out of it, he said a quick, smart move that nobody really, you know, and he did a good move, and then it was okay. By me? Why do I care? I forgot. I make it official. Why should I try to say, yes, I forgot. You guys will help me out. Besides, I have nice guys to deal with. It's fine. You're allowed to, in the Vardic, you're allowed to forget. You're allowed to be a little bit not so perfect. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Halperin, told me once, ich bin ein bisschen mit Sugar. I'm a little crazy. It's fine. It's normal. You ever see the last mission in Saita? Anybody who thinks he's normal, you're in the wrong place. You belong 200 years ago. It says, Pnei Adon, Pnei Kelev. that's going to look like a dog, the Pnei HaDorek, the Pnei HaGelam, no? Anyway, you know that the Minkat should never help. The Czechoslovakia is Amalek. What? Soto is dead. Because Soto, Belshazzar Soto, his name was. Belshazzar was dead scientifically because he drank. He drank himself to death. If you give a guy a name, Belshazzar, so he performs like the Gilgal. His name was Belshazzar. That was his name. Belshazzar Soto. He worked on YTT. Everybody knew. He was a nice guy, rather. They say when he got drunk, you better get, you bet he wasn't so nice. They say his kids, whatever, it's not in the game. But to us, he was nice. Soto was Zavek. And who remained? Jose. Jose was his friend. Jose believed in God. He used to smile. Jose was a real Baal Musa for Honduras. For Honduras Shegetz, he was the biggest Baal Musa around. I love God. I says, Jose, you didn't drink? I used to drink just like Soto. He drank himself to death, literally. His liver was shot. So what happened to him? Yes, Jose. Jose told me like this. Listen to the story. How'd you stop drinking? 32 years ago, I was drinking like nonstop, impossible. And I realized where I'm heading. I said, God, I can't do this. I can't stop drinking. You gotta help me. I can't do this alone. The next day, he's walking in the street and someone walks over to him, hey, Jose, the Alcoholics Anonymous is opening up down the block. Come over. And the rest is history. They cured him. But right after he said, God, I know a younger man. He had a lot of trouble with Kedusha. He was, for years, he just couldn't deal with it. And one day he says, Hashem, it's your job. Right afterward, boom, problem disappeared. It's a very good tefillah to use. You have to use Soto. Jose, to know how to daven. But it's interesting. It works for anybody. Anyway, so let's get back to this other guy. So this other guy lost, his liver was mamish dead. That's the guy, this chinky guy told me. And the guy's mother. The guy, he knows the guy. There's not a Bubba Meister here. The guy's mother prayed to God all night. The doctor said the guy's dead. And the next morning he got up, and then he was 20 then. He said, today he's 40. He lived happily ever after. Because his mom prayed to God. How's that? You're allowed to tell stories about good. Nishkefella. The Shem Ramunim speaks about. And we're getting back to this Magen Avraham. So, he's happy that he's better than his kids. What's going on here? Now, first I want to tell you something. This is so important. Now look, whatever you do is the way to go. Don't listen to me. If you're holding and you're trying to decide in certain things in life, very often you take care of yourself, not your kids. Your kids will come out ahead. I just heard a story, Rav Shach. Send somebody to be a reshiva in a far off place. What? What's that? Today to your time. Yeah, help Rav Shach. Hey, look, Rav Shach. Suzy, I got a lane on. And is that something? David should make sure I should say that now. Should be a male situation for all of us. So Rav Shach, you know Rav Shach said about Rav Chatzkel? He owes him more than his own mother. You know what his mother was? His mother, when, if his yarmulke fell off, she used to cry, she went meshuggah, his yarmulke. You know what a malach Rav Shach was? Because of his mother? And he said he owes Rav Chatzkel more than his mother because Rav Chatzkel had Musar! So Rav Chatzkel had Musar, you know what Musar is? Rav Shach appreciated Musar. By the way, you're allowed to learn too. Nishkefala. We have nothing against Gemara Rashi Taisis. Anyway, but you know what Musar is. We have Navardigas represented, one of the best, biggest Navardigas we have here. Anyway, where are we up to? So, Magen Avraham, back to that. Rav Shach said, he told the guy, he didn't want to take the job out of town. He's going to be a Rashiva somewhere. You know what he said, Rav Shach told him? My kids. Rav Shach told him, if you're happy, You got a good job. That's the best thing you can do for your kids. So when they tell Avraham, I'm not saying what's pshat again, why the Eibishter told Avraham, B'chor Chaisman, they're going to sign off with you and not Yisrael and Yaakov. I'm just showing in Olam HaMaisa that we know of, it could make a lot of sense when you say, no, I want to take care of me. Not my son, no. You know how many people get messed up with this? The children. The children come first. The children. Sometimes they're right. And some people need to do more of that. And sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes, don't give me the children. Me, I go first. Chayecha kaidmen. Not your children, I'm sorry. The Eibishter made Avraham feel good. Don't worry, he's ending up with you. What's going on here? Because there's a makom to say, you. There's a makom for me. Now I go. What? Now I'm going to tell you. With Aaron HaKohen. Here I'm not looking to answer that because the point is there either way. You got to know what determines. Every case is different. There are people that need self-esteem. There are people that need to go all day and write a long list why I'm better than my wife. Because they don't think they are. And they're having a lot of trouble. And she's having a lot of trouble. It's not fun stepping on your husband's head all day. Whatever she's doing, yelling at him, thinking he's a nobody. By the way, some of the best marriage situations are those that are not perfect. It's fine. So she's the boss. So take a look at Avraham and Sarah. Who seem to be in charge around there? Avraham or Sarah? No, we don't understand them. A chutzpah to even talk about these malachim. But for us, who was in charge? Sarah put her foot down. I want Yishmael out of the house. And the Abishah said, listen to Sarah, Avraham. And Avraham gave in to Sarah. Yitzchak and Rivka, who's in charge? Rivka, by the way, this is for the ladies. In both cases, the ladies came out ahead. This is for all the women. We don't have any ladies here. I gotta have to make up with the men. For a change, once in a while, I have a plug for you ladies. Rivka came out ahead! Right? She tricked her husband. And she got her son Yaakov to trick him to give the brachas to Yaakov instead of Esav. And thanks to the Mama Rivka, she saved everything. Baruch Hashem, we got good ladies. Ladies come in handy. Don't make away with them. A Mama Rivka. But, let's get something else over here. Who's in charge? Who's boss? Yitzchak and Rivka. I think Sam Seifer mentions it. Why in the world doesn't she tell him anything? Why don't they discuss the issues together? Sarah and Avraham and Sarah discussed, what do we do with Yishmael? And each one had his own opinion. But Rivka, she doesn't even get near. She was a 3-year-old girl. They said, yay, Shaman. I don't know what that means. And he was 40. And she, first time she saw him, some say that. Some say, who says it? They say this. She was in such awe of him that she fell off the camel. And that's the way it stayed for the rest of her life. She saw a malach in front of her. Yitzchak Avinu. I don't know the real pshat over there, but that's clear. She didn't dare tell him any advice. She didn't get involved in anything. She just went around. She snuck. She took the back door and made a bypass and did what she wanted. But either way, the ladies win. That's good for us, no? I mean, it's good for the ladies. So, it's good for Shaul Abayas that Mandel says some nice things about the ladies once in a while. I'm just kidding. Now, here's the story. So, a person has to know that sometimes if he takes care of himself, it's the best thing. Now, listen to this. Rabbi Aaron Fahn, I repeat this a lot. It's a broken record. It's fine. You got to chazer it. That Rabbi Aaron Feldman Shlita, Roshiva Baltimore Yeshiva, has given me permission. And he never does that. Because he's a man of the public. He doesn't like to be quoted, you know, Zachen. This thing said, say my name. I love that book. And I said that you got to go around saying all day you're better than everyone else. Where did I get that from? Because it says by Aaron that he had chalishas hadas. He felt sabrachim when he saw all the Nesiim are better than him. So Hashem said, you're going to lose. You're better than they are. So, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to say everyone's better than you. No, it's Ramban. Doesn't he say that? Is that all the Sfarim on Musa? You know, you got to say everyone's better than you. And here comes the Yebishter telling Aaron HaKohen, you're better than them. And what's my answer? He has Chalisha Zadah. A broken-hearted person. He needs that medicine. There's no way out of that. If he doesn't do that, he's in trouble. You know how many people I told? I know a certain family that I smelled a rat. This terrible, terrible matzah. With the husband and the wife, the kids are dominating the parents. The kids are, you know how old they are? I think the oldest is 5 and a half. And do you know when the 5 and a half kid walks into the house, the mother runs to one end of the house to get away from him? And the father goes to the other end, and they call Hatzala. Let's get away from this monster. And the kid, he's in charge. That 5-year-old schnook, he's in charge. Are we doing a good enough job? Where did we go wrong, my dear husband, my dear wife? What are we doing? That's the monster. I know what. You know what I did for these people? I smelled the rat right there. They live, the neighbors, where they live, are way ahead of them. Whatever it is. And that kills them. The neighbors is killing them because, without saying anything, they're very uncomfortable with the neighbors. Whatever it is, who's better? I think they're better. And I told them, you start writing down why you're better than the neighbors. And you sit on that. And you go to the neighbors and break the ice. Don't be scared of them. That nobody's compared to you. Went through so much service and they didn't. You guys went through the Holocaust. You feel inferior? They never went through a Holocaust. They're nobodies. They're little ants. So they're this, they're that. And make a whole case proving that you're better. That changes their self-esteem. Goes shooting up. And now the kids, they all started with me. And, okay. Anyway. So it's very important. Now, a lot of husbands have to write down why they're better than their wives. They have to do it. They don't have to tell the wife what they're doing. And sometimes, the lady has to do that to the husband. Because she feels like a zero minus. And even though a woman is supposed to be machliyah, she needs someone to guide her. You don't do anything on your own. You need a Rebbe who knows the situation, knows the person. Sometimes you got a husband who is destroying his wife. And she may have to do things like that. Sometimes people have to, I don't want to say chutzpah digger things, but sometimes a parent, here it comes. I told this to a guy. He is the sweetest, most edel guy you ever met. And he is suffering. I didn't realize how he's suffering from being so able. And he was going to his parents. And I says, tell me, what goes on in your house? Well, my father dominates the whole everything. Do you ever say a peep? No way. You know how old this guy is? He's old enough, you know. He's a married guy with kids. He's old. He don't dare open his mouth. Because his father is so dominating that he don't exist. I says, you come home and you say, Ta, I have a vote to say over. Nice way. But you're going to say something. No, you, they did this to me. Not with my father, but with my, they said in the Vardig, you're going to make your own chidushim. That put me on my feet. They said, no, don't quote everyone else. Your own, that's what all B'tach Weekly, his name is Ben Shlush, he was the Rosh Chabad, should be a schus for him, he was the one that told me that. No, your own chedushim. You know what I do when I meet scary people? Big Rosh Yeshivas, after they spoke, and everyone's going wild over them, I try to dafka go over, especially if I'm scared. If I'm not scared, so it's fine. And I tell them first, I compliment them with a great speech, and I say why also, because I show them, you gotta build them up. Everyone's insecure. You think you're the insecure guy. You don't know what's going on. The guy with the frock, he's not, and just because he stands like this, he's more insecure than you are 10 times. I'm just telling you that. You people don't know what's going on. They're in the Yetzirah makes a whole. You live in Dimyonos. Your whole life, you're jealous of a brother-in-law that's eating his heart out that he wasn't zeicha to be like you. People are so in. Envy is ignorance. They don't hop. Anyway, so, where was I up? Where am I up to? Where am I up to, Rabbi Sai? Huh? Nobody's here. I'll start new stuff. Have a beautiful Chaim Tovim. Have a great, give my regards to the whole deal.
Yes.
Tell the deal that you keep up the good work and produce more beteshes. Alright? We want more guys like you. How's your son doing? Eat him up for me.
Oh boy.
That's great. That's great.
But we're
Akshonim.
You know
how to
phase us?
You're the best. Chaim, you have your shoes. That's right. Bua Gedoyla.
Amen. I want to go back to one thing that you mentioned. What's the chat with the kids? I have my son, yeah? 3 years old. And he says, study this. I want this here. I want this. So there is a way for me not to get the cassette to go. Oh, he says, oh, it's chutzpah. No, you get it. No, Tati decide. So where do I know if it's the Ribbono Shel Olam test me and then I got to just keep quiet?
First you got to speak it over with somebody who knows the matzah. Every case is different. Sometimes my Uncle Mana said like this. It's a stage. So my Uncle Mana said, yeah. Stage shmage. Zwei pech oi stage. You have two smacks, so don't give me the stage business. I know it was a manal. I'll tell you who it was. Ramesha Rosberg, that's all. He was a manal in Lakewood Seder. He thanks a certain Rebbe in RJJ, the old first yeshiva in America. What? You went there. I could tell. There's something special about it. Anyway. Anyway, so listen to this. There were malam them schmoozing together in the hallway. And he was b'chutzpah. He told me the story. And he said something to one of the malandim. And the other one saw what he did. Those days, this was legal. He gave him one smack. And he went flying across the hall. Ramesh Rosberg told this to me. He said he thanks that Rebbe till today. He taught him what chutzpah is. For the rest of his life, he thanks him! You know, there was once an article about a guy, Kass. Well, I have Kass. We'll have therapy a couple of years to get rid of my anger, issue. My issue with anger. So this Shegetz tells a story how everybody's running to therapists to take care of the anger problem. He says, I was on a football team once. And I used to blow my gut for everything. He was a real Kaisen. He was a good football player. And he fapaked the whole world. At home, he did what he wanted. And he said, I conquered my anger in two minutes. Completely. How? The coach saw the way I was blowing my head off. And he said, you do that one more time and you're off the team. He said, for the rest of my life, I was different. Sometimes you don't have to get so complicated. Like my Uncle Manas. Stage shmeid, shmeid pech, oi stage. Sometimes it's cool. It's not a joke. You gotta do it. So you're a little angry. So they quote a big mashgiach that said, you're gonna start working on kas? Your kid'll grow up to be a rotten vegetable till you're holding by not getting angry. You're not perfect. We try. You're not Reb Shel Salanta, you're not gonna be perfect, so you get a little as you work on it. Work on not getting angry. Other times, in the Vardik, I didn't hear this in the Vardik, oh no. Am I right? Panabada Lob Dibrukacha. Now, wait, they understood. I used to hear this from Chaim Halpern, used to tell me, you gotta put them in a place too. I heard there's plenty of that stuff. But how, what went, but in the Vardik, the more the Nusuk that you usually heard, was. When that kid sees you're working on your midos, it's good for him. When he sees that you are working on your midos and you control yourself, I want to tell you something. Chas v'chalila.
I was once with my father with Rabbeinu, Lel Shabbos, after Ma'ariv. My father went to see the Shabbos in the little office there in the big building.
Right.
So I pray with the light. My father.
He gave you a smack.
Father Rabbeinu.
I don't know. Whatever they...
I was like 3-4 years old. I was playing with the light.
I don't know what they did, but they did a good job. When it came to you, you turned out beautiful. You know, this gentleman gives his life away for kids here in Lakewood. He's unbelievable. He is such a... Keep it up! We need you! Shmuel Kamenetsky's behind you. Go out there and turn over those kids. He cares for them. His whole heart. You know, it says, Rabbeinu Hirsch says... Besoicha ear, he says, 50, Avrovinu said 50 people, besoicha ear, what besoicha ear means? They're part of the system, they see people around them and care for them. And he adds, they don't give up on them either. And they spend time and giving to Chacha and working with them, what can we do for you? Get besoicha ear, he's Madaik. Besoicha ear, those people, the Savior of City, then he says, then there's other people. He brings a Gemara and Shabbos. Now watch out with this. Please, please, don't kill me for this. I don't mean to kill you either, but it's, you're allowed to hear it. It's not gonna kill anybody. If you're one of those tzaddikim, that's not besaycha ear. You're not so involved. You know what you could look like if you don't watch yourself? You could look like a guy that, when the other guys are getting punished, you're cool, you're cold, you don't really care, because you're not involved. And, when they get punished, you could even have a smug satisfaction. That's his lashon. Well, they deserve it. And he says, he brings a Gemara in Shabbos, he says, when Chas v'Chalila Tzara comes, those tzaddikim get punished first. Ooh. Now that's Rabbeinu Hirsch. Rabbeinu Hirsch was a Malach Elikim. And he's the importance of caring for other Jews. Okay, you don't believe in care, it's fine. But care. You gotta daven your head off for the Jews that are now. You gotta be besoicha ear. You can't just, you know, they don't count. Nebuch, he's off the derech. Cry your eyes out. Okay, that's enough. I don't want to jeopardy the Olam. Anyway. So, what was I up to?
There's a Shiva that
you
want to go over with after this year.
Who?
Go with your Shiva to come by the monster.
Right.
And then ask
for right.
Over.
I got 10 minutes. What?
No. Oh.
What do I do?
Yeah, when he's scared of him.
I tell him my vot. I promise you. I don't want to say who I did it with. I have a vot. And he liked it. And then I went around telling everybody, even he likes my stuff. I'm on an ego trip. Magen Abraham, b'chach heisman. You, there's a mokum. No, you're Abishit Abraham, the off of Eva, the nobody, whose name isn't mentioned, and he's such a none of. He said, Agad lo shemecha. You know what that means? I'll make you famous. The whole world will be talking about you. He needs to hear that. What's going on here? Gaiva? Avraham Avinu? He said off of Eva. He needs that? Yes, you need it. Don't play games. You know what his name was? Avraham Raimamus. And Sarah? Srara. And she had another name. Yiska. Which means Nesicha. Also a governess. No? So she had two names. And both of them mean, top of the world. And his Avram, Remimus. And why do the first of the others have such names? Because Rabbeinu Yehuda says in Shara Avodah that the beginning of Avodah Hashem is hold from yourself. And the beginning of the others is Avram. Then after that, you'll be an honor later. But start up. Okay, listen to me. Nobody's going to do it perfect. I say, whatever you are, that's the remnant. I like exactly the way I am. I want to tell you the importance of Sameach B'Chalkin. Okay, listen. I don't want to say too much Divrei Torah. I'd rather tell stories. I haven't told too many stories. I told stories today. Nishkefel. Okay, listen to this. Haflovafel. I just wrote this up. My latest B'Tochen Weekly. I think they got it. They got me there. There we go. This is it. It's gewaldig. Anyway, my stuff is gewaldig. My Shver Zatzal was a Munkach Chassid. And he loved the Bali Musa. And Tassan, I conned him in. He was supposed to get me to wear his trimel. And what happened in the end? I got him to get into the Musa. So in fact, I bought him, he requested it. I bought him all the whole set. All the Bali Musa, the whole thing like this. And he lapped it up. He liked it. One thing he liked the most. But don't worry. He got back at me. In the next roll, oh, my inner clock are wearing Strymoth already. My Shver messed me up plenty already. I'm joking. My Shver knows I'm kidding around. My Shver is Michael May. In the next roll. In fact, he liked a good joke. He wouldn't mind. I heard this. I'll tell you. I told this last night. A bunch of Chassidim invited me to come to Staten Island to speak for them. I was there last night. He gave me a limousine service. And I came to a campfire in the back. It was beautiful. And then I told them a story. A bunch of Chassidim. I have my favorite story for them. My Shver wore a strength. Look at me. He fell in with me, and I fell in with him. One day, my wife is schmoozing with my Shver, and she says, Tati, Mashiach's gonna be a Litvak. My Shver says, 999, Mashiach, but Nizankalizan Eisel, his donkey, will be a Litvak. That's what my Shver says. One of my favorites. My Shver, it's good. I said that in Williamsburg, in front of all the season, and I forbade them to tell it over to anybody in Lakewood. Don't let anybody in Lakewood hear what I said in public. Please. They laughed. It was good. Then I came to Lakewood, and I said over the same joke. And the Lakewood guys, it's interesting. The Lakewood guys laughed much more than their father. I wondered how come. So I have a peerage, because that they didn't think it's such a joke. They think Yadakirabi Bishir's Azel the Dana Litvak. Why are you laughing at? That's I'm joking. Rabbi say I'm joking. Please, Muslim, everybody's Muslim. Anyway. But I'm not just kidding around. The Satma, I have a smach to do these things. The Satma Rebbe used to do these things, you know? He used to kid around with these sheetas and the Litvaks are seeing he kid raised a tzaddik anyway. Rabbi also did a little, you know that? A little bit. Anyway, I heard the Satmar was really, it was Lebedik. Where am I up to? Who? Nobody knows. We'll start new stuff coming up. Yeah, here it comes. I have a vot. This vot is night and night eyes. This vot is... The Kasson brothers, you guys get sweeter as I see you. You know? You want to put some out there and I have my stuff. You don't have to. You want to take a few? Yeah. So I have to leave exactly 9 o'clock. They're going to kidnap me. Because I'm such a famous... You should know there was a Chassidus Rebbe. What? That's the new part. It's right there. You know there was a Chassidus Rebbe. I can tell you who it was. Maybe I shouldn't. A famous... He was a Baal Meif. He was a Tzadik Yisrael Deilam. And he let you do whatever you wanted. So the Gabbayim used to have a ball with him. And he was in one place. He was in Los Angeles. And some Gabbayim got all, he was worth a lot of money. And you know, you heard about the sign in the newspapers. Gabbai looking for a Rebbe, 50-50. You ever hear that? So anyway, so Gabbayim, you know, you gotta be, you're at their mercy, the Gabbai before you turn around. What about me? I'm the Rebbe. Oh yeah, we'll take care of you too. But here's the story with the, what was I talking about? The, you know what they did? There was a group of Chassidim got a hold of him, the Gabbayim, and they owned him, and he was like, whatever you do is fine. You know, there was a car waiting outside. When these Gabbayim were turning the other way, they kidnapped him. They kidnapped him, brought him to the other end of L.A. We got him. Bye-bye. We got the Rebbe. You know, Rebbes, they kidnap them once in a while, wherever you can make more money out of it. A Rebbe's worth money. I'm joking. It's rather not a joke. It's true. But I want to tell you this. That it says in... Okay, now. I'm going to prove to you that Sameach Bechelkoi is everything. You want to work on yourself? You want to steig? What do you want to steig? Shas? That's a good idea. Want to steig doing more chesed, more tzedakah? It's also good. It's all good ideas. But the main steiging of your life is Sameach Bechelkoi. You know how many mitzvahs? I just spoke to a maggid shir. He started a new yeshiva with packs of mitzvahs. He told me they are so broken inside. What's going on? Mitzvahim, isn't it? Another mitzvahim. This mitzvahim is broken about this, broken about that. Broken. What's going on? You got to learn Muslim. But anyway, I want to say like this: that Sameach Bechelkoi is number one. And I'll prove it to you. Dora Mabel, Gezel Arise, you're not happy with what you got. You're stealing, Arise, you're not happy with what you have. And Abayah Zara, Mamotu Biovo. The Abishah says, what's wrong with me? He runs to someone else. No Sameach Bechelkoi caused the Mabel. Kain and Hevel, no Sameach Bechelkoi. The Nachashi, once Chava, no Sameach Bechelkoi. Wherever you turn now, says the Gain, the Chorba Beis HaMikdash happened because of Sinas Chinam. Says the Gra, what does Sinas Chinam mean? No Betachin. What's no Betachin? You're not Sameach Bechelkoi. That's why you have Sinas Chinam. The Vilna Gain says that. How's that one? Sameach Bechelkoi is everything. It's the whole Yiddishkeit. The whole Avodas Hashem 24/7. Be Sameach Bechelkoi. That's Emunah. That's the real. I like me exactly the way I am. I don't want to be like this guy, even though I don't want to be. But it's Ruchnius. Don't give me no Ruchnius garbage. Same Yetzirah. But he just finished us and you didn't. Yeah! Yetzirah. So I love exactly the way I am, the whole package, the good, the bad. I like my wife, my father, the Chavis Havola says, you have those parents that are the best thing for you, but this is, you're being tested. Everything's a test. What's the difference? It's all tests. And you gotta be tight. I have Johnny, I would have preferred Jack, but I'm Sameach Bechelkoi. Today is Johnny's day. You have to be, whatever it is, everything goes on in your life. I love it. And say it. Make believe. Make believe. You don't have to believe it. And you get the biggest bits in the world. Okay, they're picking me up in 1 minute. So, Rabotai, Achayim. Pleasure to see you all. Give me a bracha. I should do a great job in Jackson.